a political gamble that appears on the surface to have paid off.
The Socialist Party has won the general election, and with that, the future has won, and the past has lost.
The pro-European socialists will see a big increase in their number of lawmakers, but still short of a majority, so will need to form a coalition either with the left-wing Podemos or regional parties.
That's going to take time, though, because we have regional elections, local elections and European elections coming in late May. So it seems that parties are going to hide their cards in terms of coalitions and all that, and what they are doing next after that date.
Sanchez had called an election after his coalition partners, Catalan separatist parties, refused to support the budget. His new government could once more rely on their support.
They are going to claim for something in exchange, right? They are going to say that they want a referendum.
The issue of Catalan independence has echoed far beyond the northern Spanish region. The far-right Vox Party gained around 10% of the vote under the borrowed slogan, Make Spain Great Again.
This is just the beginning. We told you we were initiating a reconquest, and that is exactly what we have done.
The Vox Party's rise mirrors right-wing populists elsewhere in Europe, but it has different roots.
They go against immigrants and all these things that we see in other places, but in different places the flavors of radicalism are different, right? And so in the case of Spain, without a doubt, the reason why they emerge and when they emerge, it's very much related to the Catalan issue and to some sort of Spanish nationalist type of response.
That issue is yet to be resolved, as many Catalonians continue to fight for independence. Once formed, the new government faces the daunting task of trying to reconcile an increasingly polarized and fractured country. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.